For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. He does not make money off the site, but he does need money in order to run the site. Those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
All right, Parashat Chayitzos. I got a couple of Rambans there. We've been waiting for a Ramban. We have a little bit of both, Ramban and a Maral tonight. So Chayitzos is mostly the bulk of the Parsha is all about Eliezer's quest to find a wife for Yitzchak and the famous test, which you are all familiar with. So we're going to take a look at an aspect of that and a machokas between Rashi and the Ramban, which is going to weave its way through a great deal of the story and will leave us with a number of important yesodas along the way. So on sheet number one, the Chumash sheet is where we'll start from. So this is right in the middle of the story. Avraham has already called in Eliezer and told him to take a shvua to find a wife for his son. And he says, but do not bring my son back. You know, specifically, he gives him the places where he needs to go. That's where you need to go. Eliezer says, in Pasuk Ches, Vim lo soiveh ha'isha l'lechas acharecha. Or what if Eliezer asks, what if she doesn't come? Avram says, if she doesn't go with you, v'nikisa mishuasi, you're free, not to worry, you can do whatever you want. Now, I mention this only because of what we spoke about last week. If you take a look at Rashi in Pasuk Ches, what should Eliezer do if the woman whom he finds won't go back with him? So Rashi says in Pasuk Ches v'nikisa mishuasi v'kach lo isha mibnos aner eshkol umamre. So who should you take a wife from? So then Avram says, okay, well, if you can't find from my father's house, so then you'll go to my buddies aner eshkol umamre, who we spoke about last week. I just wanted to point out where you find them. As I mentioned last week, they show up in Chazal throughout the story, and that's another place where we mention them. But in any case, Eliezer leaves in Pasuk Yud v'yikacha ever asara gemolim. He takes the 10 camels and he heads off to Aram Naharayim, to the city of Nahor, to find a wife for Yitzchak. He's outside the city in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Le'es Erev, and then he offers his famous tefillah in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomar, Hashem Elokei Adonai Avraham, he says, Hakreina Lifanai Hayom, allow it to happen before me today, which is clearly a language of a tefillah. Hakreina lefonai, let it be that it happens, that it so to speak, it chances before me. Va'asei chesed im Adonai Avraham, and do a kindness together with my master Avraham. Hinei anochi nitzav alein hamayim, here I am standing by the water. Uvnos anshei ha'ir yotzos lishov mayim, the ladies, the young girls of the town are coming out to draw water. V'hayo hana'aro asher omar eleha hatino kadech ve'eshted, should be the girl to whom I say, please give me, tilt your pitcher literally, ve'eshteh, and allow me to drink. Ve'amra, and she'll respond to my question of, can I please have a drink? And she'll respond, shesay, sure, drink. Ve'gam gimalecha eshkeh, and also to your camels I will give to drink. Osa hochachta la'avdecha liyitzchak. Now that phrase is going to be a difficult one to translate. Osa, her, she, hochachta la'avdecha liyitzchak. Most literally would translate as, she's the one who will be either proven or designated for Yitzchak, uva, and then through her, eida ki asisa chesedim adidu, you have done kindness with my master. This phrase is going to be in the machlokas Rashi Raman. How do we learn this phrase in his tefillah? He's put together this test. I say to her, give me to drink. She responds, absolutely, and also to your camels I'll give. And then Eliezer says, osa hochachta le'avdecha liyitzchak. She's the one who you have proven. Says Rashi, that is a statement of fact. The girl who responds the way that I just set up this test, the girl who responds and says, yeah, I'll give you and I'm going to give your camels, she's the one. Look at Rashi in Yudalad. Osa hoichachta ru'uya hilo. She's the one. She's fit. It's befitting that she should be for him. Shetegomelas chasadim, that she's such a woman of kindness. Ukedaihi likones veveso shal Avraham. She is the one who's fit to enter into the house of Avraham. Veloshon hoichachta birarta. Birarta means? Or you've chosen. She's the one who you've chosen. So that Eliezer's statement reads according to Rashi, please let this happen. that I'm going to say, give me to drink, and she'll respond, yes, and your camels, and she's the one whom you have proven. It's like a statement of fact. She's the one who you have chosen. Uva eda, and then through her I will know that you've done kindness, Rashi says. Look at the next Rashi. Lashon tchina. That goes back to a tefillah. Hoda liba ki asisa chesed, and tiyami mishpachto vehogenes lo eda ki asisa chesed. Because I'm still missing one factor. Not only does she need to be a gomelas chesed, which I made up on my own, but she really, what's the one factor that Avram cares about? Is that she's from his family. So it's a tefillah, let this happen, that this girl's going to come out. She should do what I say. She's the one who I know you will have chosen. Please let it be through her that you show your kindness by being from the right family. So it's sort of a little convoluted tefillah. Osa hochachta, she's the one who you have chosen and proven to be the right one. Uva eda, and let it be that your kindness will be known to me because she'll be from the right family. That's sort of how Rashi learns it, but it's a very strong language that Eliezer says of, I'll know that she's the one for me, really for Yitzchak. So a little bit about that. In other words, Avram only had one characteristic that he cared about. He wanted to be from the family. Eliezer creates this whole test, and so strong does he say, the one who passes, she's the one for Yitzchak, with the tefillah that she should be from the right family, because then Avram won't take her. So I don't know how exactly to answer your question, other than just that's what he says. So we'll take it. So Ramban doesn't like this, for the obvious reason, it doesn't read smoothly. The tefillah, and then back to a statement, she's the right one, but please let her be from the right family. So the Ramban, in the bottom of the first page, back to the first page, he quotes Rashi, and at the last line on the right-hand side, he said, V'im Kain, Yomar Yadati. He shouldn't have said, Uva Eida, I will know. He should have said, I know as a fact, Ki Be'emes, Oso Hochachna, La'abduchol Yitzchak, that you have shown that she's the right one. Why does he go back to a tefillah? Let it be that she's from the right family. You just said that you knew for sure she's the right one. She passed. You've chosen her. So say, I will know through her, not let it be known through her that she's from the right family. So Rabban doesn't like it on a technical reason, and he makes a very slight variation, which I want to, even though it's a slight letter that he adds to his understanding, how we're going to see how this is going to flow through the story. Aval Perusho, says the Ramban, Hakreino lefanai hayom, let this happen to before me today, Hazeh HaMikra, what I'm about to say, this instance of my test, Shetihiya, listen to the one extra letter he adds in the sentence, Shetihiya hana'ara asher omar eleha, to give me to drink, and she says, sure, and your camels, Osa shehochachta la'avdecha liyitzchak, that she should be the one that you will prove or choose for Yitzchak, that I'll know the kindness. What he adds is that shin, osa shehochach, to let it be that the girl who passes this test will be the one that you will choose for Yitzchak when it comes out that it's from the right family. So that in the Ramban, it's a much smoother read. Eliezer says, I'm about to do this test, please let it be that the girl who passes my test should be the one who you have chosen because she'll be from the right family and everything will be great. Whereas Rashi has a much stronger statement from Eliezer that the girl who passes this test, she's the one, please let it be that she's from the right family. It's a small nuance, it's almost as if the Ramban adds a shin to the text of the Chumash. Because Eliezer said it, Osa hochachta, which is a strong language. The Ramban says that it can't be such a strong language, it has to be, it's a tefillah still, it's all part of the big tefillah of let it be that she is the one who you will choose. And he adds a shin into his parish of where there really isn't one in the Chumash, but that's what he clearly meant. Right? So far he'd say, like, I don't know, we're nitpicking over a shin. What's the big deal? So, well, let's follow what happens in the story because of the way that Rashi and the Ramban read how strongly Eliezer feels that the girl who offers him to drink and to give the camels, is that already the end of the deal? Is Eliezer convinced this is going to be it? Or is it just still part of the tefillah that it should happen? So as the story continues, Pasuk Tesvav, he barely finishes speaking, and Rivka shows up, Now, the Chumash tells us, the reader, Asher Yulda Levesuel Ben Milka Shesnacher, so we know that this is Rivka, and that she's from the right family and everything is good. But Eliezer, obviously, doesn't know any of this. The woman is beautiful. She goes down to get the water. The Eved Eliezer runs to meet her and says, Hagmi'ini naman mai mikadeh, can I have to drink? And she responds, Shesei Adoni, absolutely, she says yes, gives him to drink. He finishes, and then she says, Gamli gamalacha eshav, I'll give your camels also. Farshim point out that she waited for him to finish drinking before she said, I'll give to the camels, and you could look into all of the different farm as to her lumdus behind that she didn't want him to think that there were camels were waiting, and maybe he wouldn't drink as much as he wanted, so she says, you drink. Only when he's finished, then she gets the camels, but that's not for us, our decision tonight. And then she goes and she fills up more water. Now he's, as far as he's concerned, his task was just passed. She did it. She said yes, gave him to drink, and said, I'm going to go give your camels as well. But what's he missing?
Camels.
He's missing a basic piece of information, which is the only thing that Avram cared about, which is,
who are you?
Are you from the right family or not? V'ha'ish mishta'eh in Chof Aleph. Lada sahetzliach Hashem darko imlo. He's so close, Rashi says in Chof Aleph. Rashi says on the underlying part, Mishtome, he can't believe it. Al shiro'a devaro karov lehatzliach. Aval eini odea mimishpachas Avraham. All he doesn't know is if she's from the right family. Everything else, he's good to go. As far as Rashi's, he's, that's it. The test is passed. He's just missing a piece of information. Pasuk Chof Beis. Now what happens? Vayi kashir kilu agmalim lishtos. Camels are finished drinking. Vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav beka mishkalo. He takes a ring, a golden ring. Shnei tzmidim, two bracelets. Al yodeha, on her hand. 10 measures of weight. Vayomer bas mi'at. And says to her, who are you? So what's the problem with this pasuk?
He hasn't gotten the information.
He hasn't got the information.
He's already given her the
ring. He gave her the stuff. He took out the rings. He took out the bracelets. Seems like he puts it on her arm, and then he says to her, who are you? Now, is this a problem for Rashi?
No.
So it's much less of a problem, because Eliezer's test was, the girl who answers my question and says, yes, I'll give you to drink, and then I'll give your camels, Osa Hochachta, Ribono Shalom, you've chosen her. And then just please make her be from the right family. So you read what he does. He takes out all the goods, he puts it on her, and then he says, who are you? So it's a little bit backwards, but Rashi says, and Pasuk Chof Gimel, have it underlined, Rashi says, La'achar shenasan la'shala. Only after he gave her the goods does he bother asking. He's positive, because the only thing he's missing is the right family. But if the test worked out, he's good. So he flips the order. He gives her the goods and then he asks her. Ramban says, how can you do that? Ramban said the whole test was, it was a long tefillah. Please let it be that the girl who answers the questions as such should be from the right family, and then I'll know that she's the right one to... You can't jump the gun like that. The pasuk says, he took him out. Says Ramban, look at the pasuk carefully. There's a verb missing in our pasuk. I'll read it again. Chaf Beis, Vayehi kasher kilu agmalim lishtos. When the camels completed their drinking, Vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav, the man took, I'm going to read it literally and you'll see where the Ramban's coming from, the man took a golden ring, Beka Mishkalo, Ushnei Tzimidin, and two bracelets al yadeha, on her hand, Asara zahav mishkalon, that were 10 units in weight. What's missing?
They gave it to her.
Yeah, they gave it to her. It says that he took it. Well, where did he take it from?
His bag. Somebody took it from her. The one.
Right? Either you read the verb that he took it from her, but that's ridiculous. He didn't take it from her. So where did he take it from? His bag. Well, what did he do with it? There's no verb in the pasuk.
It doesn't say he put it on her, gave it to
her. It doesn't say. It just says he took it. Now, just like the mind plays games, you know, those illusions where you, like, the mind fills in the blanks.
Right.
Like when you're shown a picture and there's something missing, the mind assumes that it's there, and so you see it, but it's really not. So you read this pasuk and you assume, Vayikachas anezim al yadeha. Well, what happened between the Vayikach and on her hand? Well, obviously, Vayitain. He put it on her. But it's not there. So Rashi says, I don't care. It's there. And he gave it to her. And then he asked her. How could he do that? He was so sure that this was a done deal that that's what he did. Rashi even sees a verb in the pasuk that's not there because that's what happened. Says the Rambam, we'll read it inside in the bottom chaf beis. Hakosuv azeh yechzar hamaisa. The pasuk is missing the action, the verb. Shayatzorach sheyoymar vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav vayitain al apa. And he placed the ring in her nose. Ushnei tzmidin al yadeha, and the two bracelets on her arm. That doesn't say it. Kach ani omer ki perusho vayikach ha'ish nezem zahav ushnei tzmidin sheyihiyu al yadeha. He took the stuff that will be for her nose and her arms. Vayomer lo, and he said, holding the goods with a prayer in his mouth, bas mi at, who are you? The achar she'amra olav baftesu alanochish som hanezem alapov atmin, and then he gave it to her afterwards. So that in this missing verb, Rashi says, well, don't worry about that. The Torah just, whatever, it's there. He took it, he put it on her, and then he asked, it's out of order. How could he jump the gun? Rashi would say, what do you mean how he jumped the gun? He's positive. Rabban would say, he never was so positive in the first place. The whole thing was a big tefillah. And you see, there's a missing verb. He didn't put it on her until he asked. Says Rabban, I have a proof. I have a proof, says the Ramban, that he obviously asked her first, even though this pasuk is a little tricky in terms of reading it, but I have a proof that he asked her first. Says the Ramban, flip to the next page, skipping about 15 psukim, he comes home, everybody goes out to greet him, they bring him in, he tells the whole long story. Pasuk, we'll skip to pasuk mem vav, he's in the middle of the story, vatamaher, vatoret kadon, he says, and then she ran, she filled up the pitcher, vatomer shesein, she told me to drink, v'gam gemalecha ashken, she'll give her camels. I drank, the camels drank, and now Ben Zayin. Ve'esh al osa, says Eliezer to her family. I asked her, Va'omar bas mi'at, Va'tomer, bas besu, wait, what is changing the order? The Rabban's saying, I'm bringing a proof that there was a missing verb. There's no order change. I asked her, bas mi'at, Va'tomer, bas besuol ben nochora shayodol milka ve'asim hanezem al apa vatzmidin al yadeha. Says Ramban, what more do you need than the Chumash itself? When Eliezer recounts the story, you can say he changed the order. Ramban says he didn't change anything. He just told us what really happened. First, I asked her who she is. She says she's from the right family. Checked off the last thing off my list. She's a Balas Chesed. She's from the right family. What more do you need? I gave her the stuff. Says Ramban, you see, that even though earlier when the story happens, it sounds like in the pasuk that he switched the order, but he didn't really, because there's a missing verb. He's waiting to find out all the information. That's how the Ramban reads the story. Well, we have time with Rashi, because according to Rashi, he writes explicitly, he did jump the gun. Rashi was so sure because of the way that he learned Eliezer's original tefillah that as soon as she passes the test, she's good to go. He gives her all the stuff, and then he says, bas mi'at. Well, when you get to the way Eliezer tells the story, it's backwards. So what does Rashi do over here? Rashi says, I apologize, I didn't underline it. It's there. Where is it? Yes, I apologize. It's the Memzain. The last line, four lines down on the left-hand side in Rashi. I was so busy cutting and pasting and doing arts and crafts, I missed a couple of things. Ve'eshal ve'asim shina haseder, says Ra. Eliezer made up a story. He changed the order of what happened. Shaharei hu tchila nosan ve'achar kach shol, because Rashi learned the way that he did before. He really did. He gave it to her first, and only afterwards did he ask. That they shouldn't catch him in his words. They're going to say to him, are you a fool? You gave her the stuff, you know who she was. Maybe she's from the wrong family. How could you do that? So the Ramban sees a smooth story here. He makes the tefillah Eliezer, and the tefillah is straight. He says the whole time, it's just a prayer. Please let it be that the girl who passes my test should be the girl that you want for her because she's the one who's from the right family. Straightforward. He then comes across her. She does all the right things. It seems in the pasuk he gave it to her first, but says Rabban, if you read the pasuk carefully, he didn't. There's no verb. He asked her first. He took out the stuff. He's holding it in his hands. Hinnini muchanim mezumen to give this to you if you're only from the right family. Who are you? Yes. Then he gives it to her. That's how the Ramban reads the pasuk. Evidenced by the fact that when Eliezer tells the story over, that's what he says. I asked her who she was. She says she's from the right family, and I gave her the goods. It's like a smooth story. Rashi says, no, no, no. Eliezer, he knew. The one who passes his test, Osa Hochachta. She's it. So that when she passes the test, he gives her the stuff. And then he just asks as a formality. Just got to make sure. Eliezer says it over backwards, says Rashi, because he doesn't want to be caught. They're gonna laugh at him. So he switches the story. Ha'ar number one in the switch of the story. If you're Eliezer, Avram Levinu sends you on this mission. Avram Levinu, who you've watched miracle after miracle after miracle, he sends you out there. He says, this is what I need from you. I need you to find me a wife. And he gives you the camels. He gives you the whole stuff. You create a test outside in the well. Put yourself in Eliezer's shoes. You say, Ribono Shel Olam, God of Avraham, let it be that the girl who passes this test should be there. You don't even finish speaking. You push it. You have not finished speaking. And this beautiful young lady shows up. You didn't even finish. And you say, I'm thirsty. And she does it. You were sent by Avraham Avinu to find a wife for Yitzchak. And she does it. Right away. Gives you to drink, the camels. What are you thinking?
She has to be.
It's a done deal. Okay. I'm an eved of Avraham Avinu. He's been through the Akedah. We've gone through everything already. This is Avraham Avinu. This is not her? This is not her? Of course it's her. So Rashi learns, that's it. He's done. He gives her the stuff. But he can't say that to her family. Why not? Why can't he say that? What are they going to think? They're going to say you're a nutcase. They're going to say you're a fool. This is one of the most significant little Rashis in all of Chumash. A Jew who lives with the eyeglasses of Emunah, he sees the world differently. He sees the world. I'm an Eved of Avraham Avinu. Look what just happened. I'm espoused to the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't even finish talking, and this beautiful young girl shows up, and she does exactly what I said happened. Is there another way to interpret that? What happened? But the world around him, they can't even hear it. They can't hear it. They're going to laugh at him. You gave it to her? You're a fool. It's the different ways of how you live your life. A Jew lives with the moon. He sees certain things. It's clear as day that that's what's going on. But only in the inside. The Eved of Avraham sees, this is the Ribono Shel Olam running the world. That's how I interpret the world around me. It's clear. Try saying that to your colleagues at work. Assuming you don't work in a preschool where your colleagues are, but for the rest of us. Try explaining to them the way you live. And the way we're dealing with our world is because, what do you mean? This is Ribono Shel Olam's world. It's clear to me. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. That's right. I am. I know. And sometimes I have to lie about my life to explain it to you. Because if I told you the amount of money I spent on tuition and yontiv and clothing for my children because they have to only wear certain things and food, You would say, you're nuts. How do you make it? I don't know how I make it. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me either. My whole life doesn't make any sense. And that's how I live. It's pushed it to me. I can't even explain it to you. I can't even explain it to you. I have guys who are dating here, so they're flying up to New York. So his family, a friend of his family's not from. So he says, I don't even tell them where I'm going. I should explain to them that some shadchan who I don't know called me with the name of a girl who I've never met, and I'm going to take off 3 days from work to fly to New York to stay in some house of a friend who I haven't seen in 5 years, to go out with her 3 times, to then come back, and that makes sense? No, it doesn't make any sense. So I can't even tell them what I'm doing, because it's so bizarre. And that's how it is. So Rashi says he makes up a story. He makes up a story, because what's he supposed to say? I gave her this stuff? But to him, it's Pashut. Of course, this is her. This is the way he sees his life. Okay, so Minos, that's how Rashi and Ban learned this Parsha. So Rashi has, because it's so clear to him, So he sees that he gave her the stuff, he jumped the gun, and then he has to make up the story, he changes the order. The Ramban says, no, he's waiting. He's got two conditions. He's got his chesed condition, he's got his yichus condition, and he's waiting it out. There's a missing verb, he hasn't done it yet, and you see from Eliezer's slip of the story, everything is good. One last problem is the Maral's problem in Rashi's understanding. According to Rashi's understanding, Eliezer was sure that when she passed the test, she was it. So the Maral asks, it's got there underlined also, it's Os Tes. The Maral says, on Birat, on the word you've chosen her. The Maral asks, Vim Toimar Heich Nichesh Eliezer Eved Avram. There's a provision of the Torah, Bal Tanachesh. You're not allowed to be a sorcerer, you're not allowed to be a diviner, one who takes certain signs or omens and you act on them. According to the way Rashi is learning this, she passes the test, and what does Eliezer know for sure? She's it. There's a formality to make sure that she's from the right family. But if she passes this test, which he made up, so then it's it. I know it. I'll even give her the goods. Says the Maral, Tosfos asked this question before him. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to create omens. You're not allowed to say, if it rains on Tuesday, I'm investing in the market. If I pull out the Red Sox, so then I am going to do this at work. I'm not going to... You don't want to do that. Black cat passes before me, so then I'm going back home today. It's Osur Min HaTorah to take a sign or an omen of something that happens and change the way that you behave during the day. You don't want to do that. So ask Samara, I'll ask Tosfos. So Eliezer comes up with a test. The girl who does... I say this, she says this, she's it, she's the one. So much so, I give her the goods beforehand. I'm sure it's a formality. How does he do that? Says the Maral, without going through Tosfos' whole answer and the Maral's question on Tosfos, we'll just go, I neglected to underline, I was so busy with my arts and crafts today, you should have seen me. Nira Eli, it's on the other side, the first column on the left-hand side of the page. First column, three-quarters of the way down, Nira Eli. Says the Maral, we'll just read one, two lines. Says the Maral, the Nira Eli, Delohavi kahaygavna nichosh. Such a case that Eliezer created is not within the prohibition of nichosh. Tohafilu below nichosh shalo, even without his divination and his omen, roi sheikach Eliezer ishazos. Such a woman was fit for Eliezer to take for Yitzchak. Kevan shehi gomelas chesed ruuyu leveso shel Avram. A woman of kindness is befitting for the house of Avram, and as the Maral explains. Nichush is when it's random acts. A cat walks in front of you. There's this bolt of lightning that you see, and I change my behavior because of that. Or whatever, the weather is this or that. Totally random. So to change your behavior because of a random event in life is absolutely forbidden. Eliezer made a test, but it's a different kind of test. It wasn't a random test that the first girl who comes and she's carrying, you know, her pitcher on her shoulder like this, on her right shoulder, as opposed to carrying it on her left shoulder, she's the one. What does it do with anything? You don't want to do that. Like I said, the woman who comes out and displays chesed, displays kindness, she's the one. That's not nichush. That's not an omen. It's not a divination. That's saying there's a value that the Jewish people have that we're going to found our nation upon, and that's chesed. And the woman who displays that, she's the one. And the Maral is creating such a fundamental idea. There's nichush, there's omens, and then this is the most important value that we have. So a woman who comes out and says, I'll give you to drink, and you know what, I'll take care of your camels too. That's the woman who's going to found the nation of Klal Yisrael. That's going to be a Rivka. So it looks like an omen, it sounds like an omen, because he expresses it in the exact same way. If X happens, well then Y is going to happen. But when you create an omen and you say, someone who's a gomelas chesed, she's the one for me, that's not an omen, that's picking a value. And it's the same thing in terms of picking our own, you know, you're looking in, whether or not you're in the parasha of Shaduchim, you're looking for a teacher, you're looking for a school, and you say, the school that does X, Y, or Z. So if it's an omen, and like the school that has blue on the walls as opposed to red on the walls, that's the one that I'm choosing, that's asur midaraisa to make a decision like that. You say, the school that follows up and calls me and acts like this, or acts like that, that's not an omen. That's a value you have. Says, well, that's what Rashi understood from Eliezer. This test was so strong. The girl who passes it, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. Because there's no greater value than a gomelas chesed. She's got it. She's the one. Not because it was an omen. Not because it was a test. It was a test of chesed. And she who passes it is the one that the Jewish people are going to be based on. So that's how Rashi puts the whole piece together. It was such a strong test. Eliezer is positive. He'll give her the gold beforehand, and then he'll change the story because you live your life with emuna, you live your life with such clarity, but the world doesn't see things that way, so he has to change. Ramban has a whole different approach. It's just a smooth story. He's just waiting for things to play itself out, and he doesn't have any of these issues because he's waiting to see it all played out, and he sees it a little differently as you work it through. Okay.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.